Enjoy the convenience of 7 days a week banking and extended hours with Cube from First Arkansas Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
It's time once again for College Football Talk with Mark May, sponsored by Edwards Food Giant, the Meat People, the only stop you'll ever have to make for your family's grocery needs, and by Dugan's Pub, your home for daily lunch specials and weekday happy hour. Now, former Pitt Panther and Washington Redskin great, Mark May.
Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, guys.
We have a full show, as I mentioned to you this morning. We're here at Fletcher Dodge Chrysler Jeep in Sherwood. We got Frank Fletcher and Chris Zender and me and Roger and RJ and Justin Moore. So we're packed, but we definitely wanted to hear your thoughts on the Bama-Arkansas game. Very disappointing loss last week to A&M, Mark. We should have won the game. And so we've got this sort of a hangover, but there's no time to pout because you got Bama rolling in this weekend.
No, you can't. You definitely have to get ready and get ready in a hurry because you know Bama's coming, and they're not going to let up. They're not going to take the pressure off. And, you know, last week's loss is devastating, but you've got to get over it and put it behind you and just concentrate on Alabama and figure out a way to get that pass rush to get quarterback Bryce Young. I think that's about the best way to just challenge your pass defense. And he's had a terrific year coming off the Heisman Trophy, 69% completion percentage, 13 touchdowns, just 2 interceptions on the season. So, you know, he's a pretty mobile guy, can run the ball if he has to. He doesn't like to run the ball, but he's got over 150 yards rushing on the season.
Yeah, if you look at it, Mark, last year, which is, you know, a lot of this team is back other than Treylon Burks from last year's squad. Arkansas went to Tuscaloosa. The game was 42-35. Arkansas had over 300 yards passing by KJ. Again, a lot of it was to Treylon Burks. But they gave up 560 yards passing to Bryce Young. So you've got the entire offensive line back for Arkansas. You got the you got KJ back. You got the running backs back. My thought formula for success, Mark, is shortening the game. They better have some success running the ball. If they do, that could open up maybe the passing game and just get the game to the fourth quarter.
Yeah, Rocket Sanders needs to run the ball, but KJ's got to run the ball for over 100 yards last game against Texas A&M. And, you know, he's got to be the key. There was only one turnover in that game, and that was that fumble that went back for 99 yards. But for KJ, you know, he's just got to play his game. And his game is moving the chains and keeping the chains moving and keeping the offense on the field. If you want to shorten the game, that's the only way that you're going to keep it close against Alabama because their offense is so explosive.
This is a tough Alabama defense. Alabama is always good on defense. But here's a couple thoughts, Mark. I think we're the best team that they've played yet, will have played yet. They've really played three cupcakes, and they played Texas, and Texas should have beat them. And the other thing about the defense is always a top-ten defense, but they've only had three takeaways. So that's a good thing that they're not producing turnovers, and that will be important for Arkansas, obviously, as you mentioned, not to turn the ball over.
Yeah, and they're not giving up a lot of points either, just over 7 points a game. And you got to keep your eye on Will Anderson. He's probably going to be top three players drafted next year's draft. The linebacker, he's all over the place. He's got an interception for a touchdown this season. He's got 4.5 sacks on the year. And this is a defense that's always good under Nick Saban. You know they're always going to be led by their defense and usually their defensive secondary. But I just think breaking down this game, it's going to be a lot about KJ holding down to the football, not turning it over, and just moving those chains. As I said before, you got to put pressure on Alabama by keeping the ball away from them as much as possible and scoring when you have scoring opportunities. And that's going to be key. Whenever you get in scoring opportunities, no matter if it's 3 points or 7 points, you take your points against Alabama because you're going to need them sooner or later.
I do want to thank Dugan's Pub and Edwards Food Giant for sponsoring Mark each week. So, Mark, do you give Arkansas a chance? They're 16.5-point underdogs. Do you think they got a puncher shot at this game?
Absolutely. They played them tough last year. They know that they can play Alabama tough because they've done it before in the past, and their offense basically is intact except at the wide receiver position. So they've got a chance to go out there and put some points on Alabama's defense if they can, and I think they can. I think this game's going to be a lot closer than the 16.5 for sure.
It's an amazing run that Alabama's been on. We've lost 15 years in a row to them, Mark. It's almost staggering. There have been a couple close shots at it. It's just one of those things you have to play a perfect game. I did mention one of the stats I came up with. The last five losses for Alabama since 2018, they've given up an average of 42 points. So because of the explosion of offense in the country, you know, there are even a great Alabama team can, just like last year, Arkansas scored 35 points. They can give up some points at times.
Absolutely, and not only that, all you have to do if you're an Arkansas player is go back and look at the Texas tape. Go back and look what Texas was able to do. They were able to fight them tooth and nail, and they took some shots at this Alabama defense deep. And if you've got some speedy wide receivers, just take your shots deep and stretch that defense and challenge them. If you can protect your quarterback long enough with a veteran offensive line, you should be able to do it.
The last thing I was going to ask, you got some great games. You know, Arkansas would have hosted or they would have had game day in Fayetteville this weekend if they would have beaten A&M. Didn't happen. So you got college game day at Clemson. So you got number 5 Clemson, number 10 North Carolina State. You got number 9 Oklahoma State, number 16 Baylor, number 22 Wake Forest versus number 23 FSU, and number 7 Kentucky versus number 14 Ole Miss. Which one of those games, Mark, you think the higher ranked team or lower ranked team rather maybe have the best chance of winning?
I think it's Mississippi. Ole Miss is a 6.5 point favorite over Kentucky. They're ranked 14th, and Kentucky's ranked 7th, which I'm still trying to scratch my head and figure that out. Will Levis has had a heck of a season so far, and Kavassier Smoke's done a nice job running the football. He's averaging over 5 yards a carry. So that's one of those games where you look at Ole Miss. The last 2 games, they've rushed for over 300 yards. Usually Lane Kiffin's offense, they run the ball well, but not this effectively. They're more of a passing offense, but this year they're more of a rushing offense.
Yeah, I think you're right. I did Paul Feinbaum yesterday, Mark, and most of the show there were a lot of Kentucky fans complaining about the no respect card. We sometimes do that here in Arkansas, but I'm with you. I don't get the thinking there, and I think that will be a great game. And how about Florida State being back in the top 25 and undefeated for the first time in forever?
It's about time. I think we've waited a long time for this to come back. And the Florida State's one of those programs that obviously has a great history under Bobby Bowden. And for them to come back like this, I think they've done a heck of a job not only recruiting but in the transfer portal.
Have you and Coach Holtz picked your games already? Can we go online to see your predictions?
Yes, and actually I took Arkansas in the points. One of the other games, Washington-UCLA, I took Washington giving the 3 to UCLA. I took Kentucky taking the 6.5 against Ole Miss. And I have Clemson giving 6.5 against North Carolina State because I don't think North Carolina State's been challenged yet. And the other game is Oklahoma State-Baylor. Oklahoma State, anybody, they played Central Michigan, Arizona State, Arkansas, Pine Bluff. And Baylor's only given 2.5 in that game. But I still think Oklahoma State under Spencer Sanders, your quarterback, I think they're going to get it done with a mullet as Coach Mike Gundy.
Well, Mark, I like what you're saying about Arkansas. Hopefully they'll do more than cover the spread. Hopefully they'll have the big upset, and we can talk about that next week. We appreciate your time as always, buddy. Have yourself a great weekend. We appreciate you.
Two last things. Let's go, Commanders, and everybody keep the people in Florida in your prayers this week.
Yeah, good point, Mark.
Amen.
Appreciate that.
Thanks, Mark.
Thanks, buddy.